I don't want to be your good shoe. Imagine a quaint little harbor city with one main museum and three smaller ones, both with their permanent and slowly changing temporary exhibits. That's where I partly grew up. By chance, I was walking by a smaller museum on an impressively hot day with some time on my hands. Its entrance is in the middle of a sharply inclined uphill. It was an easy decision to take a spontaneous, air-conditioned break. "The Wandering Jew," it said on the board near the door. The first time I had heard of the figure. Each painting in the exhibition was by Jewish artists who had taken the anti-Semitic narrative and turned it into their own. Distorted faces, knobby hands on a walking stick, self-portraits of fleeing, a family of people stuck on a path forced on them. This cruel narrative struck me, as did its reappropriation. And this is one reason that I still remember the exhibition today. Another is because it felt like one sort of truth. I too am a wandering Jew. At home nowhere and anywhere. My parents, their parents, and in turn the parents of their parents, all have a history of flight or migration. A societal fulfilling curse, where anti-Semitic action and false belief turn it true. And not the only one I can think of. Another is the belief that we have internalized. Born a Jew, always a Jew. A judgment that I sometimes wonder if it has led to a new kind of Jewishness. Being culturally Jewish. That's me sometimes. Not religious or Zionist, but harboring a feeling of some intangible nostalgia for my Jewish upbringing, a connection of having lived through droningly long Passover nights. Sometimes, the close cultural fabric of little communal mannerisms, a shared ambassadorship for a country and a religion, whether or not we agreed to it or with it, or the collective history of suffering, tied together between ancient holidays that celebrate we survived, as well as more recent events. To be clear to the German reader, I mean with this more than the Holocaust. There is a long line of history of pogroms and violence, such as when my great-grandfather was knifed in the streets of Basra, Iraq, for being categorized as a Jew. With this murder and the consequential flight of my family to Israel, a rejection of the Arab side of my family's identity began. Their rejection and their embrace of a Zionist approach was so comprehensive that they did the then common and encouraged practice of changing their names to be less Arabic and more the right kind of Jewish, the right kind of Israeli, already then mixing two separate concepts. Between you and me, I only really felt like a Jew when I moved to Germany. I was so exoticized in being seen as other that integration didn't seem possible. For a while, my identity was as fluid as the expectations of the people in front of me. Sometimes, I was American, French, Swiss, Italian, anything I felt like in the moment that was conventionally believable for the conservative audience that saw only my pallid skin and dark hair. Occasionally, I came from Israel, and then I was categorized as a Jew. Never mind that they are not the same. Despite this profiling of the various constructions of conversation that we had built, Israeli and a Jew were the ones that applied to me the most, resulting in it becoming more of a role assigned to me rather than a choice. Even with the exoticization that I experienced in Germany, I see it as a privilege that people here feel the need for interaction with Judaism, the ethical obligation that many Germans feel towards it is one that some do not feel towards additional groups, but should. What would Germany look like if there were the same number of museums and education programs on historically and presently persecuted groups as there are about Jewish people? With a swift return to the present, I hear familiar languages in the streets of Berlin, where others from Israel or Palestine have moved. Stepping over a violently dislodged Stolperstein, I wonder what they would answer if I asked them why they moved to Germany. Did they learn to answer differently every time too? Every reply of mine is a piece of an answer that together creates some sort of rambling truth, the whole of which eludes me. And now, I've arrived, and it is time for my shift to begin. Danke, danke, danke. I used to love German. The same word, perfect in every situation. The tone changes from danke to danke. Thank you, fuck you. Moving to another table, I catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. Curls slicked back, clothes toned tight. My disguise is in place. A full visual lie from my usual messy locks and loose clothing. Somehow, the first job I took to support myself in Germany has come to define me. With a conversation almost identical as at the table before, I take orders. In a relentless wave of regurgitation, I act those conversations out. In front of me are the customers, and I mimic my memory of them. Their tone and expression, as again and again I am asked where I come from and why I came to Germany. It is documented in the camera opposite me. The torrential release of creating this video gives me a lightness in my step that stays weighed by the question in my gut. The loss of words to explain that I don't have one identity or one place that I come from. I am a motley mix of where I live now and where I have lived before. Same as my family. The exile and flight that people were once forced into, I now reappropriate by choosing my emigration. Wandering is what I chose and choose to do with the path behind and in front of me.